on the very bottom of Yoram Aleph. Yikra Shom Shem Hashem Kel Olam Omre Shlokish Al Tikri Vayikra El Vayakri. Not that he called out in the name of Hashem, but he went and called the name of Hashem on others. Others, he made others call out to the name of Hashem. Malamit Shehikri Avrom Avinu Lishmosh LaKadosh Baruch Lethekol Over Vishov. Hashem caused people, travelers, to say Shem Hashem. The simple Mi Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Taka the Ramban says, means he used to make him his Beach as a base and go around to spread the belief in the Rabban Shalom. So it's similar, the Vayikra B'Shem Hashem is similar to the Vayakri. Ketzad, La'achar She'achlu V'Shasu, used to invite people into his inn or under his orchard, and after they ate and drank, Omdu L'Varchol, so he wanted to bless him. Amr Lahem, V'chi Mishali Achaltim, Mishal Elokei Olam Achaltim, you need my food, the Rabban Shalom provided the food. Hodu V'Shibchu Barchu L'mi She'amr V'hoya Olam. So give him the praise, so he caused people to be makri b'shem Hashem. Shunashi Ela Vayakri Lomad Librios Likros Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. He taught people to speak, to call out in the name of Hashem. Keitzad L'achar She'achlu V'Shasu Mishalo Hayu Omdim L'Varcho L'Avron V'Hu Omer Lohem V'Chi Mishali Achaltem. Okay. Vayireho Yehuda. Now we're going back to Yehuda. All these psukim are because we started with the inyan of Mida Keneged Mida, so we got embroiled in all these different inyanim. We're going to get really off the top and go through a whole Yetzias Mitzrayim soon. Vayireh Yehuda vayachshevel lezona ki kisses upanecha. He thought she was a zona because she covered her face. Mishum the kiss upanecha hashvel lezona. Zonas usually don't cover their face. So why did he think she was a zona because she covered her face? Omer Belazer, she kisses upanecha beveis chamiya. Because when she was by him in the house, her father-in-law, she used to cover her face out sneer, so he never saw her. So he didn't know what she looked like. Now it's like her face was uncovered. Right, any kala who's tsanua in her father-in-law's house, so she's zocha that malachim and neviim should come from her. Minala mitomer. We see that happened to Tamar. Tamar was sanua, she kissed upon Neho in her father-in-law's house. So therefore, Malachim and Neviim came. How do we know Neviim? Dichsiv, Chazon Yeshayo ben Amotz, right? And Yeshayahu was ben Amotz, Malachim be David. V'omer Ablevi, we know that from Tamar came David. V'omer Ablevi, Dover Zem Mesoris Biodenu, Mevoseinu, Amotz V'Amatzia Achim Havu. Amotz and Amatzia were brothers. Amatzia was a melech. Came from David, who came from Tamar. And if Amos was his brother, so he also came, and Amos was, whenever it says a Navi, and his father, we know he was a Navi ben Navi. So not only Yeshayahu was a Navi, Amos was also a Navi. So Neviim and Malachim came from Tamar. He mutseis, he misutsas miboyale. The proper thing would be she was dragged out, right? She was brought out. What's mutseis? Omra belazer la'achar shenimtsu simoneha, right? After she had the simonim, the silim and the mate, whatever that she held as a surety from Yehuda that identified who made her pregnant, bo Samuel the richon. Samuel came and pushed them away from her. She lost them. For Gavriel the Kirvan, Gavriel came and later find them. Haynu d'chsiv l'matzeach al Yonas ilaim rechokim leDavid michtam. Okay, that what's it called? You see, something that saved David in the end, right? Because if Samuel would have been executed, that would not be very good for David, since he would know where he'd come from. So therefore, he was saved from Yonas ilaim rechokim. Omra Biochram, Mishoshin is Rachaku Simoneho, Nasis Kiyona Ilemes. When the Simonim were distanced from her, she lost them, so she became like a mute. She had nothing to say. She had no proof that it was from him. With David Michtam, Shiyotza, Mimeno David, Shehoya Machvitam. And in the end, Lamaisa, she found the Simonim, and from her came David, who was Machvitam. Machvitam Lechol Dover. Mach v'tom lakol. He was a onav, mach, and tom, and perfect. Dover acher, michtom, shohoysa makoso tama, shenola chumol, the place where usually you give a bris and give a makah, he was tom, he was born mohol. Dover acher, michtom, kishem shebekatnuso, hiktina atzmo, etzel mishagodlmienu, lilmol Torah, kach bigaduloso. Dover amelech, even when he was young, he subjugated himself to other people to learn Torah, right? When he was older, he did the same thing. Get to Rashi till here. Shekissa paner b'veis chamiha, v'lo ra'a osa kol ayomim shegadlo b'veiso. Shegadlo b'veiso, l'fichach lo hikirba. That's why he didn't recognize her now. Amotz aviv shal Yishayahu v'amatsia melech Yehuda achim havu. V'amatsia mizera David hoya. That we know for sure, that the malachim came from David, came from Tamar. V'amotz achiv navi hoya. Alma Nidiyim Nothik Mina. Like we said, how do we know Amos was a Navi? Because whenever it mentions a Navi and his father, the father was also a Navi. He mitutsa, havi mashmaloshan hotsa, balkorcha, she was taken out. He mutseis mashmaloshan metzia. Mutseis mash, she found something. So obviously she lost the simonim and then found them. Simoneha chosmo psilim vimate. Sheba Samuel, shehu sar shel Edom. The Rikhgon, Kadesh Tisore, Falo Yetzi David Mimena, Hamakes Edom, Begay Melech. Right, the Tsar of Esav didn't want David to be born, because he wanted Tamar to be burnt, because David smote the Edomim. Yonas Ilem Rechokim, Al Iske Harchoka Shanasu Simoneh Rechokim. She became mute, because she didn't have the simonim anymore. They were distanced from her. She lost them. Le David michtam, la oso shahoysa ru'uya vo menes lotzes mena David. And she became a mute because now David wasn't going to come from her. And David was referred to as michtam. Shehu mach anav, he's humble. The tam, tamim bedrachav. And he's as perfect midos. Makoso tamu, mokom mila shu roi lamaka hayatam. Vishalim, Shalom Hutzrach Lechasro, place where you usually wound a person by giving a bris, he was born Mohu. Bovaracher, Kishem Shabikatnuso, Kodim Shemolah, before he became a Melech, he subdued himself and subjugated himself to other people who learned Torah, Kapitulos Alacher Shemolah. Even after he became king, he humbled himself in front of people greater than him in learning. Veloshim Menachem, Shehoisa, Tama makoso mitriloso. The advimi mitriloso viatsofo. Lo nechser am vitsunuso velonishtanis. Right. The loshen michtom is that he was tam. He was perfect. Right. From the beginning to the end, his machus, in other words, his humility, lasted from beginning to end. Okay. Let her say, you're the one. Here's the proof. Why didn't she just say, whoever owns these things, that's who made me pregnant, and left it off to him to admit. Omar of Zutra Bartuvia, Omar Av, the Amrilo, Omar of Chana Barbizna, Omar of Shimon Chasida, the Amrilo, Omar of Yochan, Mishum Reb Shim Ben Yochai, Noach Lo, the Odom, Shiapil Asmo, Tolkiv Shema Eish, Vel Yabin Panechavir Barabin. She was ready to be thrown into a fire and not to embarrass Yehuda. So if he would admit, then fine. If not, if he wanted to take the responsibility of having her burnt knowing that it was him, then she was ready to go into the kitchen or age. Minolami Tamar. So we learned that from Tamar. Tosus over here, why don't we say that this is one of the things Yorg Valyava? Right? If Taka, it's better to be thrown into a kitchen or age, right, than to be Malden Penechadero. So he says, because it's not mafurish in the Torah. The other three, Gili Arayish, Vichazon, Mashim from Tosfos, and there's a Ran like that also, and the other Rishonim that say that it means literally, that if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, embarrass somebody or I'll shoot you, you have to be shot. It's an Abizrayu of the Shari Tshuva, says Abizrayu of Ratzicha. Just like all the Abizrayus are the secondary things of Gili Arayish, Vichazon, and Avodah Zarah, not the main thing. Right, even what's a chibuk v'nishuk, if you hold that it's osur, in our Torah at least, right? If somebody puts a gun to your head and says, dance with this married woman, or with this nida, or whatever, nida is not shosai, but dance with this married woman, right? Then you have to be killed, even though you're not doing the etzem aveira, but it's an abisrayu. So habonis panim is an abisrayu. Other Yishalim learn it doesn't mean literally. That if somebody put a gun to your head and says embarrass somebody, you're allowed to embarrass them. It just says noach lo la adam. Doesn't mean you're chayiv. Doesn't say chayiv adam lahapil atzmo. It says noach lo. In the end result, it'd be better for the person to be burnt than to embarrass somebody else. But the maisa, it's not lahalacha that it's yehorig bal yavam. Hakar no, let's see Rashi till here. V'hi shilcha l'ish asher eile lo, v'lo sholcha lo le'mor mimcha ani hara, v'hari simonim shilcha, v'teima le'i meimer, let him tell her, l'shliach, she should have told the shliach, go tell him, it's him. Emer lo shem yimenu ani hara, v'eilu simonov, v'al yalbin av zu noach haya lo lisorif, v'al talbin ponov, v'ficha sholcha lo, im yodev yigale hu atzmo es adover yigale. Vimlaf, he's sorry. Velosigala, he is as a dover. Okay, let's go on. Hakir no, Amrav Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Bahakir Biser Laaviv. Right, he said to his father, Hakir no, right, are these Ksones Bincha, when he made up that Yosef was dead. Bahakir Bisruhu, and he got it back. The same word. Bahakir Biser, Hakir no, Ksones Bincha. Bahakir bisru, hakir no lemi psilim. Okay. No, ain no elaloshin bakosha. Right, she begged him. Right, in other words, she wasn't really interested in being thrown into the kivshon ha'esh. So she begged him. Right, no, amra le bevakosha mimcha, hakir pnei borecha v'altalim einecha mimeni. Right, recognize the rabbanu shel olam and don't do this avla and have me burned, knowing that you're the cause. Vayakir Yehuda, vayomer tzod kamimeni. Hainu the Omer of Chanan Bar Bizna, Omer of Shem Chasida, Yosef Shekidish, Shem Shemayim Beseser, Zocha Vahosifu Lo Os Achas Mishmoshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef was Mekadish Shem Shemayim Beseser by Eshes Potiphera. Nobody knew about it. It was a private thing. So he got one letter of the Rabbanu Shalom added to his name, Yehosef. Dechsiv Eidus be Yehosef Shmo, Somo. Yehuda Shekidish Shem Shemayim for Hesia, but Yehuda did it before Hesia. He admitted in front of everybody, the Nikra Kulo Al Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda is all the osios of Shem Yahavai in his name. Kivin Shehoda V'Omer Tzad Kamimeni Yotzad Basko V'Omra Ata Hitzalta Tomer Shnei Bonecha Min Ha'or Chayecha Shani Matzel B'Schus Gimel Bonecha Min Ha'or Ma Ninu Chanani Mishov Azaria. You save Tomer and the two children she was pregnant with, so I'll save three of your children, Chanani Mishov Azaria. Tzod kamimeni, mino yoda. How did he know that it was him? How did he know it was true? Maybe she had relations with other people. Right? Maybe it wasn't him. Right? Didn't, you know, make a DNA check. How did they know? How did he know to admit? Yotzabas, all they could admit was that he had relations with her. He can't admit that she got pregnant from him. Yotzabas koviomra, mimeni yotzu kivushim. The hidden things come from me. It's a basko went out. He heard the basko, and that's how he knew that Taka, it was from him. V'lo Yosef od l'da'ata, Om Rav Shmuel Saba Chamur d'Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Mishmei d'Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Kivin Shiyoda Shuv lo Pasak Mimena. He continued living with her. Lo Yosef can mean, what's it called, he didn't continue or he didn't stop. Right, from Lashon Lo Mosif Yosef. Ksiv Hocha V'lo Yosef od l'da'ato, Ksiv Hosem Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. The truth is, even by that Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, there's two different perushim. One is that the Dibros of Har Sinai constantly go on every day, and that's what it says, B'chol Yom V'yom Basko Yotzei Mehar Chorev Oino Lebrios Melbonu Shel Torah. And we explain the Basko is the echo after the call that's Machriz the Aseres HaDibros, but people don't hear it, so that's the Basko of the Elbon Shel Torah. And the other pshat is, Lo Yosef means the Rabban Shalom never gave an open Matan Torah like that again. But here the Gemara says, Yosef means he didn't stop. Rashi. Mino Yoda. No, before this. Behaker Biser El Oviv. Dover Shenitzayerbo, he was Mitzayer, his father, with the words Hakir Nova, Hakir Bisru, and he got the same thing back with Hakir. Right, he knew he lived with her. Maybe other people live with her, and she's pregnant from them. Vayomer Baskol Amra. Baskol said, right, Kivushim Dvorim Alumim, hidden things. She Nigzru Milfonai She Yetsu Mizem Malachim. The Rabban Shalom worked it out that Tamar should get pregnant from Yehuda, and that Malachim should come from them. The Ef Shalot Says Elam Yehuda Dechsiv Gur Arye Yehuda. Kvushim Divrei Seisur Gzeres Hamelech. These are decrees of hidden decrees of the Rabban Shalom. Kamo Bahadi Kavshei Dekutcha Barichu Lo Malach. Why do you get involved with the hidden things of the Rabban Shalom? Bebrachos Kabichiskia. Chizkiah said he saw Benavua that his children are going to be Rishoyim. So that's why he didn't have children. So the Navi told him, Yishayol told him, Vahadi Kavshig Rahmana, why are you mixing into the secrets of the Rabban Shalom? You do your mitzvah and have children, and the secrets of the Rabban Shalom, they're going to be Rishoyim or not, that's not your business. Kivin Shiyoda, Shiyoda Bashit, Sadekes, Ulashem Shomayim Niskavna, so he didn't stop living with her, he continued living with her. Avshalom nizgor b'sayro ton rabbona. Avshalom b'sayro morad. Avshalom rebelled because of his hair. Shenamra uvavshalom lohoye ish yotha. Uvigolcho es rosho. There was nobody as handsome as Avshalom. When he used to cut his hair, right, he had a beautiful head of hair. Hoye miketz yomim liyom mashigaleach. He was a nazir olam. And we learned already in Nazir that a nazir olam is, what's it called, from Yud Beis Chodesh. He takes a haircut. So when he would take for year to year his yearly haircut, ki kovadi olav the gilcho the shokel esarosho masayim shkolim the even hamelech. This hair, the year's growth of hair, weighed 200 shekel weight. Tana even shanshe tveri of anshe tzipori shoklimba. This is the same weight that in tzipori and tveri they measure with. Lefichach nitle besayro, since he was. His sar was what caused him to become a big balgaiva and to think that he was fit to be melech and to rebel against his father. Therefore, the sar was his downfall. He was hung by the hair. Shenemar vayikra Avshalom fnei avdei David vavshalom rochiv al haperid vayovo haperid tachas shova cha'ola hagedola vayechos rosho ba'ola vayutan ben shamayim uvein ha'aretz. And the ma'aseh, he was hung by his hair, suspended between heaven and earth. And the donkey didn't know, so he kept moving. And he was left not sitting on the donkey with his hair tangled in the tree. But also Shaw Nifka Shaw Mitachtov. When he was hanging there, right, the Ruchnius wise, the Gehenim opened up underneath him. After Avshalom, he found that Avshalom was killed. So David HaMelech went up to the second story, Vayef, and he cried, V'cho Omar, V'lechto, and he was walking back and forth crying, and he would say, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni, B'ni Avshalom, Mitei Mosi, Ani Tachtecho, Halavai, I should have died, Avshalom, B'ni, B'ni, I should have died instead of you. V'HaMelech, Lo At Espona, V'Yizak HaMelech, Kol Godol, B'ni Avshalom, Avshalom, B'ni, B'ni, Hani Timnia Avshalom, Timnia B'ni Lama, right, why 8 times he mentioned B'ni. Sheva the Askemi Sheva Maduri Gehenim. With 7 of them he got him out of Gehenim. The Idoch Ika the Amre the Koriv Reisha Lagabi Gufe, and the last one they cut off his head. So he was mispalled that his head and body should be brought together. The Ika the Amre the Aisi Le Almudasi, that not only should go out of Gehenim, he should go to Olam Haba. Tosus asks, we know that a son can be Mazaka the father. Because since the son comes from the father, and where the father was goring the son, so what the son does has a schus to the father. But the Gemara says, Medrash says also, that a father can't be Mezakeh's son. So how over here did David HaMelech, how is David HaMelech Mezakeh, since Avshalom did get punished, he died a Misa Meshunah in this world, so that really was mechaper, and then David HaMelech's tefillas can help. To stami mezaka a son who didn't get anything wrong. It says that Yitzchak can't be mezaka Esav. So somebody who got punished in this world, like Avshalom, so then the father could do something for him. Somebody didn't get punished in this world, so then the father can't do anything for him. Lacher Misa. He says also another reason is it's only talking about somebody who was over Avodah Zarah. So then the father can't be mezaka a child who was over Avodah Zarah. But the Maisa, if he's not over Avodah Zarah, Glav Shalom, there you could be mezaka. Okay, another idea he says is that it just means that it's no mitzias, a son, what's it called, mezaka the father, al tzkibur avoim. But the father can't be mezaka the child just by being his father. But if he davens for him, he could do something. And here, David Amel davened for him, so the davening helped. Okay. Vavsholom lokach vayatsev lo bechayov. Vavsholom set up for himself in his lifetime, because he didn't have any children. We'll see later if he had children or not. But suppose he didn't have any children. So he set up a matseva, Yad Avsholom, right? That's down opposite the coastal there. Omer Shlokish, Shalokach Mekach Rali Atzmo. He bought himself a bad deal in the end. Okay, Rashi. Miketz Yomim Liyomim, Mishana Lishana, yearly. Shinozer Olam Hayo, he's a Nozer Olam, Vagaleach Achas Liyud Beis Chodesh, like we learned in the Nozer. The Koriv Reishi Lagabi Gufe, Shahayarosho Mushlach Rochok Migufo Vekirvo. When they buried him, they buried his head in one place and his body in another place, and David HaMelech Davin, that they should come together. Because what happens to a person's body affects what's going on with his neshama. Shalokach mekech rali atzmo, v'hochi komar krov, avsholom lokach lo, es ha-matzeves hazos b'chayov, v'yatzev lo es matzeves asher be'emek ha-melech. Okay, so he, what's it called, he, in his lifetime, got a bad deal for himself, and he ended up being killed. Because he chose to rebel against his father. Okay, continue tomorrow. Yeah. No, Yehoshua, hey. Yehoshaph, it says. Yeah, okay, but he was Zocha to that name, Hashem Ha'asid. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam put into Leah's mind to call him Yehuda, because of what was going to be in the end. Good God.
Even if a father can have to be mezakeh his son, so what's the chorus of Zechor Zechus Ovos?